had a very ornate fence. Hmm. And it was an 8 acres of lawn and flowers beds and things like that. This man came down from New York and what do you call it?
Designed the...
designed it, but...
Landscaped
it, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a gorgeous house. And every piece of it was made of what they call curly pine. It was cut out of the knots were cut out, and the design was in it.
Hmm.
All the whole, it had wainscoting and so forth.
Mm-hmm,
all of the wood,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Of course a lot of it was plaster, but all of the wood.
Hmm.
And you know, the place we went yesterday, the place where our ancestors built and lived, was made of tabby.
Hmm.
And you know what tabby
mm-hmm.
is? Well, the framework was made of tabby. I've got upstairs, I've got a plan of the house, the landscape, I don't mean landscape, I mean architect, the architecture of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was made of the framework was made of tabby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you, before you had the indoor plumbing, did you have a built place outside that you would go?
Yes.
What was that called?
That was called a privy.
Mm-hmm.
and we had, it was made of tabby. It was a little house in the back, a whole little house, and it had two or three divisions
mm-hmm.
in it. You know. It was built up off the ground, and
mm-hmm.
you had to step up to
mm-hmm.
go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had an entrance, a big entrance with the vines all covering it, and the entrance was made of stone. And the whole thing was made of stone.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It was quite elaborate. It was Mr. Gould, you know.
Right.
The whole place was elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
We were lucky to have it.
Mm-hmm. What about in the barn? Was there a separate part
the
up in the top?
The barn was part of an Indian. The whole thing was was where the Indians were, you know. And they had used the structure of the Indians, that the Indians left. And the barn had a big, round place where the horses were saddled and harnessed
mm-hmm.
and then they had stalls, and then up above that they had a platform, and the platform was where the feed was stored, and it had a big iron strips of iron and then they had a chute that came down. And they were fed from the roof. They put the corn and stuff like that in this big iron cradle sort of thing, and it shot down. The food shot down to the stalls, and the stalls were protected from dirt, and also they could be washed out,
mm-hmm.
Scrubbed out, and when they were made of metal. You see, my father, he was quite an engineer, and he could